Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIAL-DJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball, capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Everybody has their own reason for watching a show like So You Think You Can Dance, airing Wednesday and Thursday nights this summer on Fox. Some tune in for the hot dancers, some just dig the host, Cat Deeley. Others lie in wait for the snarky remarks by Judge Nigel Lithgow. But everyone wants to know what will come out of Judge Mary Murphy's colorful mouth next.
You have two tickets, the two of you, on the hot tamale train. That's right!
I have no idea what a hot tamale train is.
I know it's good, but aside from that, I have no idea what it means.
And I don't think I'd even want to get on it. I certainly wouldn't if Mary was screaming on it all the way.
When Mary screams, she can scream louder than a small jet engine. So it must be good. I don't know quite what it is, but I think you're going to have to go to Mary herself to actually define it.
Mary Murphy, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Was that fun?
Yeah. Oh, it's hard to hear myself, but, you know, what can I say? I'm enthusiastic over dancing and love dancing.
Well, I mean, it comes across. I think that's a good thing, right?
It's absolutely a good thing. There's nothing wrong with having enthusiasm in your life and enthusiasm for what you love. And I certainly love watch dancing. And I know how very difficult it is what those dancers do. And if giving them all my energy gets them revved up, and I know that it certainly does, then, you know, I'm more than happy to do it. And I actually can't control myself when I see fabulous dancing like that.
So 5 seasons in now, I mean, has the show lived up to the expectation you had, or has it exceeded, and is the enthusiasm still there?
Well, I think it's way, you know, exceeded my expectations, that's for sure. When we first started this 5 years ago, I don't think any of us knew whether it would be on air to get a show, to get the pilot or get anything going takes so long, and the odds are against you. And then especially up until that point, there was no dancing on television. So, yeah, you know, I thought, well, you know, doing other dance styles. These kids are going to do it. And what period of time we're used to as dancers practicing something for 6 months and then performing. When they told me that they were only going to get 5.5 hours and then do another dance style, it's not even what they do, I thought, wow, what a train wreck this is going to be. People are going to be falling down. They're going to be blacking out. I envisioned all of those kind of things instead of thinking somebody would be able to come out and do it fabulously. So the first season, you know, already, you know, just broke that barrier right down. I was like, wow, these are extraordinary kids. Some not even trained, but yet we found these, you know, little diamonds in the rough and just polished them off and look at them go. So it's been amazing to me, the journey for sure. And even when I think I've seen it all, I know better now that every year I will see somebody do something with their body that I have never seen before, that didn't look humanly possible. And, you know, dancing, that will just blow us away.
And I suspect, I mean, 60 years ago, Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, people looked at them and thought, well, no one will ever beat what they do with their bodies, but you're seeing it every week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just crazy. And, you know, I'm just glad that dancing's back on television again and that people are appreciating it, and it seems to be all over the world. It's not just here in the United States, but all over the world, you know, people are watching So You Think You Can Dance, and in a lot of countries, it is the number one show, and, yeah, it's very exciting for me. What can I say? I'm a small girl. I shouldn't say I'm a small girl. I'm from a small town, And the fact that all of this is happening is just fantastic to me.
It does seem like dancing would be such a natural for television, where you want to see movement and action and activity. It's amazing that it was away for so long.
Yeah, and I think that's why, too, you know, people were really kind of thirsty for it, you know, to see something that is just so beautiful and can be so ugly and quirky all at the same time. It can just make you feel a lot of different things, you know, and the storytelling that can be involved, you know, that affects so many people in their lives, too. You know, it's just very interesting to me. I just couldn't be happier, to tell you the truth.
Do you think it's easier for contestants in these later seasons than it was in the first season or two before the competition and the process was better known and understood?
Well, even though the process is better known and a lot of the dancers are preparing now in advance, I don't think it's easier for the contestants. I feel like, in a way, that there's more pressure, you know, because it means so very much to them. I think now we get a whole crop of kids that have been dreaming for 5 years to be on the show. And when they do make it, it just means so much more now. And then even when they see that stage for the very first time and they arrive in Hollywood and they walk into the set, you know, a lot of them are just weeping because they're just like, they can't even believe that they're here. So then to go up, it's kind of getting monumental for a lot of dancers in their career to be able to get onto So You Think You Can Dance.
Mm. And what kind of dancers seem to adapt best to the show's format and the speed, and which don't?
Well, it's, you know, it's truly the underdogs are going to be the B-boys. You know, somebody that only dances on their head and elbows for the most part and wrist are not going to have the easiest time. And I think that's, too, when we see someone like Gev last season that started to do other dances and in pretty good fashion, it just blows you away. And it's very endearing, isn't it, when you see the underdog doing well, like Rudy in a movie. It's just, you know, you're rooting for them because you know how tough it is, and it's as tough for the person that comes out of the American Ballet Theater Company in New York as it is for someone that has never had that much training. But it's certainly more, you know, more difficult for a B-boy, absolutely.
All right, so finally, before I have to let you go here, tell me something. It's just the two of us. No one's listening. Tell me something about tell me something about working with Nigel and Kat that they wouldn't want me to know.
You know, I go into the set. I don't really see them too much off of the set. But I don't think there's anything that, you know, that the public doesn't know, except for I do know that Nigel is one of the hardest working men in television. I mean, come on, all these years he was doing American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance at the same time, an executive producer at both of those, and judge on the one. I mean, it's interesting, and he edits, too. There isn't anything that he's not involved in on So You Think You Can Dance. I mean, he is just working, and I have to say that it was just really impressive to see and impressive to watch him edit, because watching him edit is like watching another type of choreography happen.
Hmm. All right, we'll let it go with that. I thought you might tell me, oh, he's got this horrible flatulence problem or something, you know, but okay. folks, you can catch Judge Mary Murphy on the hit reality show So You Think You Can Dance every Wednesday and Thursday this summer on Fox. You can also learn more about the dancers and judges at www.fox.com/dance or on MySpace and Facebook. And Mary, thanks so much for coming on Mr. Media today. I enjoyed it a lot.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. And, of course, for more reality show interviews, please check out MrMedia.com. You can see our interviews with eliminated chefs from Hell's Kitchen and also back to America's Top Jobs. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites, whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, Pointer Online, MySpace, Facebook, NetVibes, Multiply, Zanga, Friendster, Orkut, Bebo, Tagged, Google, Yahoo, Podcast Pickle, Vox, Folio, Mediafly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media in iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews within the podcast section of iTunes and click the free subscribe button. It's that easy. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. It's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Crowds in the different countries go absolutely berserk if I put somebody on a hot tamale train. So I really make sure that I reserve it for something very, very special, and I don't just use the phrase to get a rise from the audience.
Not only was it hot tamale train,